This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, for most of last week, outside markets were a drag on cotton, stocks drifting lower until late on Thursday, and then interest rates on the Treasury softened. That continued weakness in crude oil markets also hurting commodity markets further, as did the increased headwind from a stronger U.S. dollar. Now, for export sales ending the week March 18th, merchants made net new sales of 271,200 bales of upland cotton for delivery before the end of the marketing year, which ends July 31st. Another nearly 70,000 bales for delivery next marketing year. The reported export shipments, 313,000 bales, slightly lower than recent weeks, but still has our accumulated exports for this season at a record pace. Commitments to the export market now above USDA's target of 15.5 million statistical bales. Continued strong sales and shipments make it likely that USDA will have to revise their U.S. export estimate upward in next month's WASDE report. And speaking of reports from USDA, prospective plantings report coming out on Wednesday. Report will update analysts' crop expectations for next season. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.